Hi gang, so I'm back with another podcast. Okay, the music's a little bit loud. I just felt like I could hear myself breathing and I was like, this is not okay, 1 second. I didn't know if it was like really a thing where people had background music while they were recording a podcast, but I tried to do it in silence and it's just not me. I don't cope well in silence. I love having a bit of background noise. I think probably just because my house is fucking mental 24/7. Like, I sit there in the silence. It's like you pray for a break as a mum. You get the break and you just sat twiddling your thumbs like, right, okay, what should I do now? And that's how I feel when I'm just sat in pure silence trying to record a podcast. Hear myself breathing. I felt like Darth Vader. I thought, that is absolutely getting deleted. So I'm going to try a different style with a bit of music playing in the background and just see if that's any better, really. I just feel way more confident even recording it after putting a bit of music on. But obviously, if it sounds shit and you can't concentrate, etc., holler at your gal, let me know, and I'll think of plan B. I've decided to do this podcast about motherhood. Obviously, there's going to be way more podcasts on motherhood because, you know, I do have 3 kids and it's kind of a big deal in my life. So there is lots and lots which I would love to discuss on motherhood. So I'm just going to kind of like break it down and just discuss a couple of things that have been more recent, actually. I just feel like that's more relevant, it's easier to speak about, and hopefully it's relatable, because at the end of the day, I had loads of messages, even listening to the intro, that people say, and it's actually quite funny because I love being this girl and I love being this friend, that I make other people feel better about their lives. But that's what I just love, especially being a mum is hard work. It's fucking hard work. And I really value my mum friends. And in fact, the last two years, has become even better for me because pretty much all of my friends now are either pregnant or have children, recently had children. So you can speak to your friends on another level when you're doing and going through the same things, if that makes sense. I'm kind of through the other end of it, actually, because two of my friends, Nicola and Lee, they've got two tiny babies, Robbie and Luna. And they're talking in the group chat about, you know, nappies and this and that. And it's like, God, I just feel so out of touch with all that now. And that used to be my whole life a couple of years ago. But it is just really nice just to speak to someone on another level about tiredness and things like that, because it's kind of something that you can't really explain, is it? Until you do become a mum yourself and you go through the whole sleepless nights and everything else, that you realise, fucking hell, this shit is actually really hard work. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see at the minute that I'm going through fucking sleep regression with Isaiah. Oh my God, what a time to be alive. I don't think the other boys have ever had sleep regression because I don't really remember it anyway. But I actually remember watching an episode of Sam and Billy, The Mummy Diaries. I love that program more so because I do love Sam, obviously. She's an amazing mum. She's a different breed of a mum. She's like, it's so beyond natural to her. I could see with having 8 kids and never even breaking a sweat. Whereas I can relate so much to Billy, like the things that she goes through as a mum and just how she's with the kids and stuff. It makes me laugh so much and she's very relatable, and that's what I like, and that's why I like to be honest with the things that I do, like obviously my podcast, my blogs. I always speak open and honestly. Maybe that's why I get so much trolling and hate, I'm not sure, but I'd rather do that because I feel so grateful for my mum friends. Like, honestly, shout out to all my mum friends, because you know when you've had a really shit stressful day with the kids and you can call a friend up and just say, oh my God, my kids have been twats today and I am so tired, and you know you can just go on a massive rant and they just make you feel so much better about your life. They'll tell you a story that tops your story about their kids being horrors as well, and all of a sudden you're in a fit of laughter with a glass of wine feeling so much better. It completely lifts your mood and changes it around. And yeah, so shout out to all my mum friends, because you guys are the real MVPs. And I thought, how cool would it be that I could actually be this mum friend for, well, I had 1,314 downloads on my last episode, hun. So I can be that mum friend for 1,314 people, minus a few men that are probably my friends that feel like they have to listen to it. But yeah, like, I want to tell you when the days are shit and when the days are good and things that I'm proud of. know, sometimes you might not openly be able to admit that you've had felt like the day's been a struggle. I mean, we've all had days, I know for a fact we have, where it's even felt a struggle to switch the washing machine on because the motivation's been down, we're knackered, the kids have been hard work, and a simple task feels like literally climbing Mount Everest. And we're all in it together. Like, motherhood is really, really fucking hard. And last year, in fact, 1 year ago today, pretty much, I think it is, I actually became a single mum. So, you know, this last, do you know what? I need to stop saying, you know, I've deleted about 3 podcasts what I had recorded for this release because I said, you know, that many times, I actually wanted to punch myself in the face. So I need to try and make a conscious effort not to say, you know, it's disgusting and chavvy and I don't know why I do it. It's just who I am, but we move. I'm going to make an effort not to do it. Also, if you can hear really heavy breathing, it's my dog who's next to me who just doesn't leave my side. I listened back to that last clip and I've said, you know, about 18 times it's disgusting and I just can't even be asked editing it out because if I do that, I'm going to be here all day. So from now on, I'm not saying it anymore. I'm really not saying it anymore. And if I catch myself doing it, it's getting deleted straight off. Obviously, I dropped the bomb in there that I am a single mum. And that is the first time that I've ever come out with it. I've never spoken about it. I've never discussed it. It's always been assumptions. It's always been people spamming my photos with it. People sending me DMs about it. It's been a crazy year for having to avoid answering people. And I've never tried to hide it. Like, all my friends have always been aware of what's been happening in my life. I'm a very open person. And like, I love hard. I love hard. And the people that I surround myself with, I trust and love them so much. I value their opinions. And that's why I feel no two ways about divulging my whole life to my extremely close circle of friends that I trust and love with all my heart. They have been my whole life for the past year. I don't even want to get emotional, but it does make me feel emotional because I'll also speak in a different podcast about obviously like gratitude, law of attraction and all that kind of stuff. But I honestly feel like the luckiest girl in the world when I sit, and it could reduce me to tears how grateful I am for the things I have in my life. I've got 3 boys who I fucking love and adore more than anything. They make me laugh every single day. Every single day, those boys give me something to laugh, smile about. Even I'll be sat at work and I think, God, I can't wait to get to work today because I've been up all night. Kids have drove me insane. Work's like a fucking 5-star holiday in Barbados. And I'll sit at work and I think, I wonder what Tina's doing right now at nursery. I wonder what Andre's doing, or I wonder what Izzy's getting up to. And I think, God, I'm actually a little bit obsessed. But that's just mum life, isn't it, to be fair? So I will refrain from sharing too much regarding the whole relationship status situation in this episode, because I will be doing different episodes about marriage, about relationships, about, you know, my plans moving forward, things that have happened in the past. Like, that's for another day. This is obviously about motherhood. So I think it's pretty cool for me to be able to see now from both sides. I've been a mum for so many years and in a really happy marriage and living that family life. I'm so grateful for all those years. Me and Callum are still great friends. Very, very amicable. We co-parent really well. He takes the children currently once every other weekend. He's up in Manchester, we're in Leeds. Kids go to school and nursery here. I know he's not seeing them at the minute as much as what he's used to and what he would like to, but that's just the situation as it is now. And anyone that's dating a sports person will know it is a massive pain in the ass at times. I think people assume it's all the glory and there's so many great things about it. There is, but it's really difficult. It really is. It is a roller coaster, I'll put it that way. But obviously, that'll be for another episode as well. So yeah, motherhood, being a single mum. Being a single mum's fucking hard work. It really is. And it's kind of like, you know, some of my friends will actually say to me, but you get a little break now because I'm actually coming up. So this weekend is my weekend where I won't have the children this weekend, so I've got a weekend off. And it comes around really fast. Like, I feel, I loved it during the last lockdown. This time I've got, it's difficult still for me sometimes because my kids are usually always under my roof in their bed. If I've ever done anything before, other than obviously going on weekends away and things like that, but in the past, like say if I've gone on a night out or something and I've had my sisters round to take care of my children, they're always under my roof in their own beds. Now, that's a weird control thing for me because my friend always says to me, and it's so true, and it's Kirby's favourite saying, nobody stands up at your funeral when you die and says this. And it's so true. Like, and I use it in that kind of context. Like, no one's going to stand up at my funeral and say, well, even though she had a life of her own, her children were always in the same, under her roof in their beds every night. No one cares. Like, as long as my kids are loved and well looked after, who fucking cares where they are? If they're at mine, if they're with the dad, with the grandparents. Those boys are so spoiled. They're the only grandchildren on both sides currently. I'm trying to persuade my brother and Lauren to have a baby, but I think I might put them off a little bit, to be honest. Especially after the holiday. I think they were just thinking, fuck that, we'd rather travel and kind of spend their weekends laid on the sofa. But yeah, that's another thing. Like, I will obviously go more into the trolling side of things as well, but I'm not sure this episode is the right episode to do it, other than I will mention the one and only time that the whole trolling situation really got me down is when somebody had screenshotted it and sent it and they were saying how much of a bad mum I was. It really hurt. And I think probably because I was in a shit frame of mind at that time. I was grieving, I'd been in hospital. Obviously, I was still adapting to being a single parent. There was a lot going on in my life. So to hear that someone wants to kick you any down as well, it was a hard pill to swallow. And there's so many amazing mums on Instagram. And I can't help but say, and I'm going to say it because I'm going to back my goddamn self on this. All of us, every single one that I have seen on that forum, all of us seem to be young, good-looking, successful women who may or may not influence on Instagram. So to me, that is not a coincidence, you know, that these kind of girls are being targeted, that we are being targeted and we are being trolled for the 3 seconds that we choose to share our lives on Instagram. And guess what? We still get paid. That's the funny thing about it. We still get paid. So if I put a story on and I'm talking about whatever I'm talking about and I'm promoting something, that's a part of my job and I love it. Like, some people are full-time influencers. I think that's great. I think that is absolutely amazing. To get paid to create bomb content and share it with everybody, I feel so inspired by some of the things that I see on Instagram. Do you know the amount of times I'll scroll by an outfit and think, I love that, I'm gonna buy it. It works. Social media is the way forward for marketing, and I work in marketing myself. I do digital marketing, social media management. That's what I do as well. So for me, it all just ties together perfectly. And I just think, oh, hon. Like, now it's actually laughable. I had a really good conversation with my friend Mary. Mary is absolutely amazing. She's beautiful. I bumped into her. I'd left the house. It was the first time I'd left the house after being poorly. And I was beaten down. I was a shadow of my own self at that time. Like, I just don't even... I've seen some pictures and I think, God, like, I remember how horrible I felt on those pictures and how shit I felt and how much I didn't even really want to leave the house. And she said, so if you're sat here, look at you. And if they walked in here, you wouldn't even know their name. You wouldn't even know they exist. You know nothing about them. So let them keep talking your name, keep trending on that site, keep getting the followers and watch that turn into money. And that thought sat in my head so much that it's manifested. This year, I have earned more. We're not even into February yet. I've earned more in paid collaborations this year alone than what I've ever earned on Instagram. So, thank you, is what I want to say. Thank you and good night. No, seriously, thank you. Like, that drove me to want to do it more because I thought, I spoke to Kate Hayes' makeup about it. She's fucking beautiful, successful. She's got a gorgeous child and she gets trolled. Rendell, poor Rendell, lost a mum and got pregnant pretty much straight after, gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. She's stunning, she's successful.
and got absolutely rinsed on this site. Mrs. Hinch, who the fuck has got anything bad to say about Mrs. Hinch? All Mrs. Hinch does is sit in a house and clean and looks after her kids. Like, what, how, I just, it's mind-blowing to me. And then that's when it resonates and you think to yourself, actually, hon, it's not you, it's not Mrs. Hinch, it's not Katie Hayes makeup, it's not Megan Rose Lane, because I've spoke to her about it before as well. It's not Rendell, it's not Ellie O'Donnell, it's them. So you just gotta see it as a compliment. And then when you start to see it as a compliment, it becomes less of a burden on your life and you stop caring. Like now, but my actual problem with the site and with the things that get said on it is that not everybody has the same mindset as me. And at the end of the day, we all know as mums, when somebody passes you a bad compliment on your parenting skills, that shit can really hurt. It can sit deep because none of us are perfect. There's no guide to motherhood that tells you what you should and shouldn't be doing. We all just wing it. We all find our own way. I've got millions of friends with kids and we all parent very differently. Like, we all parent very, very differently. That doesn't mean that somebody else is a better mum to me or I'm a better mum to them. We just do it differently and we should all respect the fact that not everybody agrees with your parenting methods or your ways. You just got to do you and, yeah, feel free to share your advice to your mum friends. But also, one thing that I'm really, is it strong on? Is that the right word? I think so. One thing that I always want to say to my friends, especially because I've kind of been the first one to have kids, is this is how I did it. However, there's millions of ways to do it. So ask around other people as well, because you might just find a way that's better for you. Because I hate it. There's been times when people have said to me, oh, you need to do it like this or you need to do it like that. And they've made me feel kind of shit about... Actually, they haven't made me feel shit. You've got to take responsibility for your own feelings. I felt shit because I've done it different and I felt like, oh, well, what if their way is better than mine? And that's like, you get older, you grow, you figure yourself out as a person and you learn just to stay in your own lane. Life is so much easier when you just stay in your own lane and you just kind of, you back yourself. You back yourself on your decisions. You back yourself on how you see yourself and things just fall into place and life just becomes so much easier. So, yeah, like in regards to the trolling, I'm probably not really going to address it much more than that. I might do in another mental health episode, because this is all my point. What I wanted to get across about the whole trolling thing mainly was, you know, we're all mums. It's a hormonal time. It's emotional and it's stressful and we're all tired and we all should just be in it together. Like where goes the time where we all stand and fight each other's corners and we all stick up for each other? Because I surround myself with the best goddamn mum friends ever and we all have each other's back so much. Like, some of my friends have walked into my house and legit it has looked like a bomb has just gone off. They don't even bat an eyelid. Like, literally don't even bat an eyelid. And I don't think for one second to even say, oh, sorry, the house is a shit hole. I'm just like, come in, cup of tea, biscuit. And my friend always tags me in the meme that comes around. It circulates every now and then. Like, when you just sat having a cup of tea and it looks like a bomb's gone off and we just say, biscuit, anyone? Because you know, when you're surrounded with really good people with genuine intentions that love you, love your kids and everything else, you just feel so grateful. You don't care, you don't give a shit because you know that you're not being judged and they're the people that matter. So honestly, in summary of that, the most important thing for me being a mum, obviously, is trying my best, doing my best for my kids, making sure my kids are happy and loved and warm and safe, but also surrounding yourself with great people and share that journey. Even when sometimes, like, I don't get it when in co-parenting situations, for example, I get not all co-parenting's easy, I understand that. I try to base my relationship on Callum's mum and dad because they broke up, but they have always co-parented amazingly. Like, I have no... Me and Callum get on well. I honestly would be shocked if there was a point where we didn't get on well. We're both just so chilled and laid back. And ultimately, we just want the best for the kids. So whatever's best for the kids is what we roll with, really. And I don't understand why anybody would want anything different than that. So
I've come from a broken family. I don't have a relationship with my biological father. And that's the last thing that I'd ever want for my children. And that's why now I've had to kind of be more open-minded to, obviously, the kids go and spend the whole weekend with Callum in Manchester. They might go and see my mum for a little bit. I mean, not very often, because she's, you know, she's out doing her own little thing. But it's good for your children to be surrounded by really good, strong relationships, because those relationships matter so much when your children get older. And I think if you've got parents that want to take your children for the weekend, don't feel bad about it. Don't let anybody else feel bad about it, because that's where the mum shaming always seems to come. You know, if you get a bit of a break away from the kids and your parents are looking after them, or your friend is, or your brother, your sister, whatever, whoever's looking after your children, and people might make you feel a bit shit about having time away, don't listen to that. Because do you think your kids are sat there spending time with the aunts, the uncles, the grandmas, the granddads, the aunties, whatever? Do you think they're sat there having a shit time? No. They're living the best life because they're getting away with absolute murders. And they're strengthening those relationships. At the same time, you're getting a break and you're also having a bit of breathing space. You know, you might relax, have a lay-in. You might go out and go wild and party till 3 o'clock in the morning. Whatever you want to do in your free time, make the most of it. Because while you're doing that, your children are strengthening relationships that are going to matter to them so much when they're older. Let me tell you, when shit hits the fan as a teenager, you don't always want your mum. You don't. You would like to think that your children would always come to you first. But when they get themselves in trouble, I've been that teenager, when things don't go quite right, I have found it easier to approach different family members, even my mum's friends, to talk about things, because I have not wanted to disappoint my mum. I've not wanted to get into an argument with my mum. For whatever reason, I have found it easier to approach other people. Now, that hasn't come natural out of the blue. That's come because when my mum was off living her best life, I was spending time with those family members, those friends, and my relationships were growing strong with those people. I'm still very, very close with all those people to this day. So if you do want to go off and have a break, please don't feel that mum guilt, like you're just palming your children off. And then the best thing about it is when you finish with your break and when your kids have finished with their loved ones, you're going to come back together and you're going to have an even better time because you've had a little bit of breathing space, you've had a little bit of time apart, and you've missed each other. It is, honestly, my best mum hack is to just take a little bit of breathing space away. And I know not everybody's lucky to have that support or to have that trust in somebody else to look after their children. But if you could ever work on that with somebody that you love and trust and try and strengthen those relationships with your children, even do what I did, which is what I did for so long, where my kids would never, ever stay out. I'd just put them to bed in their bed, and then I'd go out and have the best night ever. I'd roll up home, get my ass in bed and go to sleep. And then I'd wake up and the kids had never even known that I'm gone. And another massive thing that has helped me handle the weight of motherhood has been fitness, healthy eating in the gym. Now, that comes so natural to me now. When I was in hospital and I came out, I weighed 7 stone 11, which I'm normally a 9 stone 6 to 10 stone kind of girl, depending on how I'm eating at the time. And I felt really frail, and I thought to myself, and my health was so, it's not right now, but at the time it was so bad, and I thought, my God, I used to follow meal plans. I have followed meal plans in the past where I've literally weighed out broccoli and peas. And I just thought, oh my God, because I'd lost my appetite for so long. I was just desperate to get some food down me. I mean, I've not struggled. I think the weight's gone on tenfold now. But yeah, it just makes you see life in a different perspective. And I thought, you know what? I'm bringing back my recipe book and I'm bringing back my fitness guide, because those things really helped me when I was in a shit place. Like, they made me see fitness and healthy eating not as a chore, but as a lifestyle choice. So I've actually linked those on my website. It's on the link in my Instagram bio. So if you go to my Insta handle name is SophieWatkins7. I've got a website and I've got loads of different things going on the website. But you can actually purchase the recipe book and you can actually purchase the plan. The plan goes straight through to your email. So it's an instant purchase. You download it. You've got to make sure you save it.
But I spent loads of time building that plan with Ultimate Shred, with Jordan. And he used to say to me, Sophie, like, why do you weigh your veg? Who's taught you to do that? Because that's like where how eating disorders and things start. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that. Like, I was literally weighing out peas in a tub, what the fuck, and killing myself in the gym. And I mean, over-exercising to the point where I would never, ever, ever have a day off because I was so obsessed with wanting to just look the best. And the best I have ever felt in myself was when I'd written that plan, followed it myself, because there's so much food on there. I actually remember my friend Vicky, she bought it, bless her. Thanks, Vicky, for always supporting me. She bought it and she said to me, Soph, I don't think I can eat all this food, you know. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, there's so much food on this plan. Don't think I can eat it all. And I was like, well, just try. Because obviously, the more you stick to it, the more effective it is. But obviously, just do your best. She lost 7 pounds in a week and she'd been trying Slimming World and this and that. But because it's the right balanced food, you are full. You're not left craving loads of shit because you've not had the tiniest portion in the world and you've not been weighing your freaking peas out on a weighing scale. So yeah, like that really helped me out, not even just physically but mentally. I absolutely loved it, and I think lockdown is a really good time to follow a guide like that, because it's a guide, it's not a diet plan, it's a guide, it's a guide to help you live a healthier life. And you will notice that once you do make a lifestyle change and you do start to eat better and you start to move your body a little bit more, drink more water, how much of a positive effect that has on every aspect of your life. It is crazy. So that's where I thought, I'm bringing it back and I'm doing it again myself. I'm literally doing it again myself. And I thought, you know what? Right now, my goal isn't to lose loads of weight. I don't feel like I need to. I don't really want to. But I'm just going to follow that plan to stay on track, to keep me focused, to keep my mind focused and stimulated on a positive. And if I want a chocolate bar, I'm probably going to eat one as well, not going to lie. But I just feel like it reminds you. It's like a refocus of, right, okay, going through McDonald's drive-thru every day is not doing anyone any favours. It makes you feel sluggish. It's full of shit. Let's stick to this plan, because tonight I know exactly what I'm having for my tea. I've already brought it in, and it just makes life so much easier. So if you have been looking for any kind of fitness plan or guide, or a recipe book that the whole family can get involved in, loads of family cooking activities, it's great, then head to my website and check that out. I am going to wrap this up now. There's so much more that I want to say. There's literally so much more that I want to say. At first I was like, fuck, what am I going to talk about? And now I'm like, shit, I've gone well over the time. But yeah, so I'm going to wrap it up for today, because I've spoken a little bit about the trolling, motherhood, about obviously trying to catch a break as a mum and things like that. You tell me what you want to hear. Head to my Instagram, send me a message, let me know what you thought. Tell me what you want me to hear. If there's a specific part of motherhood, like pregnancies, labours, whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you, because there's no holding back anymore. It's all coming out. I know I'm going to get a lot of, tell me what's happening in your marriage or your relationship. Those podcasts will be coming. So you'll just have to keep your ears peeled for that. But yeah, if you've not got me on Instagram, SophieWatkins7, please, please, please download this episode. It makes a massive difference to my insights when you actually press the download. If you follow me as well, that's amazing. Thank you for listening. Hope you liked it. Hope I didn't say you know too many times. Hope I didn't piss you off. Bye.